8 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It is time for Kaleidoscope, and we are visited today by 4-H'ers, and we're going to start. We should say it's National 4-H Week this week, and you guys have been out and about along with everything else. You're ambassadors for 4-H, but before we get into all of that, let's start by having you introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been in 4-H and what you like to do in 4-H and some of that. So,
Hi, I'm Tyler Mars. I've been in 4-H for about 7 years. Of course, my favorite part of 4-H is always the county fair. I think it's most people's favorite part. So,
very good.
Hi, I'm Tristan Mars. I've been in 4-H for 10 years, and I think my favorite part about 4-H is just being able to have so many opportunities that 4-H gives us, and we get to meet lots of new people and try lots of new things.
All right.
Hi, I'm Gabriella Simmons, and I have been in 4-H for 10 years, too. And my favorite thing about 4-H is probably meeting like different people from different clubs in different towns, and then probably the county fair is my favorite. I really like that.
You guys talk a lot about meeting other people and getting out and doing things. I think when a lot of people think of 4-H, they think about raising a calf and taking it to the fair, which means you're up early in the morning and taking care of the livestock and you're kind of off on your own. But 4-H really is so much more than just that. So let's kind of talk a little bit about how are you meeting all these people? What kind of events are you doing?
So obviously county fair is a big one where we get to meet a lot of new people just because everybody from the surrounding towns is there and from different clubs. So there's lots of different clubs from different towns. So then they're all in one place and you get to meet a lot of new people. We also have like the Federation Board, which is a board that comes together with different people from different clubs. So you get to hear lots of people's different inputs and their opinions on things. But as ambassadors and as 4-H club members, we get to go different places. We get to be able to teach the Clover Buds sometimes, which is our younger kids. So we get to interact with the younger kids too, so that we can teach them what we know about 4-H, and we just get to collaborate with a bunch of different clubs and be able to do fun projects together.
Very good. Now, are you guys all ambassadors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And that means you travel more, you do, what do you do as an ambassador?
Yeah, so ambassador is like, you do ambassadors when you're older. It's eighth grade, right? Sixth grade. Once you're in sixth grade, then you can become an ambassador, and you do way more stuff when you're in ambassadors because you are doing more things to help your community and other communities. So, like, for instance, we go up to Sioux Falls, probably we did 2 times last year, and we went up to a foster care center up there, and we sorted clothes, and we're transitioning from winter to summer, putting like clothes like that. And then we visited with a different 4-H group from Sioux Falls. And that's just like meeting them. And then you also do other things. You don't just like go places, but you do a lot more stuff when you're in ambassadors.
Now, when you get into the ambassador role, does it take away from you being able to put together things for the fair? Do you kind of do a shift as far as your focus?
Not really. I mean, I think it almost adds more opportunities for stuff to enter in the fair or being able to even participate in the fair in other categories and all.
Sure.
That.
Okay. And you guys have all been active for a lot of years. Obviously, meeting the people, and what's your favorite thing that you ever took to the fair?
Obviously, I like taking my rabbits to the fair. It's probably my favorite exhibits that I get to bring. But one year, we did these big, we took like big wood panels, and we painted wings on them. And then inside the butterfly wings, there was different I guess like branches of 4-H. So there was like pigs and cows and sheep and all the animals that you get to bring. But then there was also like general exhibits, which I don't think get talked about as much. We think that we need to bring these huge livestock that cost thousands of dollars, but you can bring a craft in that you'd made at school. It's super simple and easy that you can bring to 4-H. So then there was also like crafts on there and plants or pictures inside those wings that were to show everything that you can bring 4-H and everything that 4-H gives us the opportunity to learn about.
And it really is just another example of 4-H is for everybody. It doesn't matter what your interest is. There's something there that you're going to enjoy. What's your favorite thing you ever took to the fair?
Of course, like my sister, I love to take my animals. I love to show my animals. But recently, this year, I took this painting that I made. Only took me like an hour to make. It was super cheap. And it got grand champion in the crafts area. And
nice.
So I really just liked how it turned out, and I liked how it turned out in the fair, too.
Okay.
And for me, so like you said, generals really do not get talked about enough because I do not have any livestock. I don't have any animals besides a cat and a dog, which that does not count as that. So I only bring generals, which that's fine. That's good. But I really enjoy it because there's so many things that you can bring in different categories. I love bringing my flowers. Like, that is my thing. Like, flower gardening is my favorite thing. And I also really, really, really like bringing photography. So that's probably my favorite things.
What is there one thing that you kind of feel like people really don't know you can take to the fair that is kind of hidden? I mean, we talk about photography and computers and that there's everything, but what's one thing that maybe people don't think about?
So there's tons of different project areas in 4-H, and there's a lot of them that don't get talked about enough, or sometimes you don't see a lot of exhibitors have them just because they're not as common. So we have like aerospace. So like my brother one year made a rocket at school and he was able to bring that. So aerospace is something that is something, if you're interested in that, that's another opportunity that you have to show off what you can do. And there's also like the tallest stalk of corn, and there's safety posters that you can do, and woodworking. So literally anything you make or anything you're interested in, there's definitely a project area in 4-H for you.
I also have to put something in. Another one that a lot of people don't do is a demonstration, or just like there's illustrated demonstration, there's group, there's just individual too. Those ones do not get enough people in them, but they're super, super easy. Like this year for me, I went to State Fair with my demonstration and I got a purple ribbon. Like, it's so fun, and you meet so many different people at, like, especially at the State Fair with different exhibits in demonstration. So mine was a CPR, but the girl that I was with, she did a speech about being like motivated and everything. So it's different. Like, you really don't have to do like how to do this. If you are in speech and you want to talk about a speech that you did, or you want to do an illustrated presentation, you can always do that too.
It really, there is something for everybody, no matter what your interests. And it sounds like you guys all get exposed to so many different things than what you typically wouldn't have a chance to talk about or be involved with. All right. I've asked you enough questions. You guys have stuff to talk about. It's National 4-H Week. So what does that mean?
So National 4-H Week is something that always happens in the first week of October. So this week it's the 2nd through the 8th, and we have got to go into the elementary classrooms in Windham. I know Gavin, myself, and my brother have all went, and a couple of our other 4-H'ers have also gone into the classrooms, and we got to talk to them about 4-H and everything that 4-H offers, especially as younger kids that are going to be clover buds. There's tons of free classes and like project kits that they can put together that are offered for free that they can definitely take advantage of and learn more about 4-H. It's something that is always there and offered for younger kids to get involved.
When does Clover Buds start? How old do you have to be?
So Clover Buds is kindergarten through second grade. And then once you're in third through fifth grade, that's like the next kind of age group. And so third through fifth grade and third through 13th grade technically is when you're like a real 4-H'er and you get judged with all the other age groups. And K through two is our Clover Buds, and they get to do fun, like tons of cool classes. And as ambassadors, we also get to lead a class. of the clover buds. And so, like, me and my brother did one about rabbits, and the pollinator ambassadors got to show them about, like, me and Gavin Tyler did one about milkweed and butterflies. And so there's tons of different opportunities for the younger kids in the clover buds.
All right. So what else do we need to talk about today?
So in October, there's tons of different dates for 4-H'ers to get involved in. So obviously this week, the 2nd through the 8th, is National 4-H Week. Clubs will be doing promotional displays throughout the county elementary classrooms that will participate in a coloring contest, and ambassadors will be visiting our area elementary classes. 4-H'ers are encouraged to wear a 4-H t-shirt on Wednesday, October 5th, or every day throughout the week. On the 17th, cinnamon roll orders are due. If you'd like to purchase rolls, please contact the Extension office at 507-831-4022. Rolls will be $8 for 4 rolls and $20 for a dozen. On the 20th, cinnamon rolls will be delivered to one of our 4 sites for pickup: Jeffers, Mountain Lake, Windham, and Westbrook. Make sure you write down which location you are designated when you order your rolls. Payment is due at pickup. On the 24th, there's a Federation executive meeting at the Extension office at 7 p.m. We will be planning the new 4-H year and set the budget. Congratulations to all of our newly installed Federation officers for the 2022-2023 4-H year. On the 29th, there's Clover Buds. Youth in grades K through 3 are invited to participate in our free Clover Bud gathering from 10 to 11:30 at the Extension office. Ambassadors will be hosting a Halloween party. Come dressed in your costume to play games, make crafts, and have snack and fun. Looking into November, on November 5th is our annual 4-H banquet at the American Lutheran Church in Windham at 6 p.m. Enrollment is open. All youth in grades K through 13 can be part of Cottonwood County 4-H. Simply go to v2.4honline.com to enroll.
All right. So this is also, it's kind of the beginning of the 4-H year, and this is also, is it membership drive time right now to get people to join?
Yeah, so in 4-H week, we try to not recruit, that's not the word I want to use, but like get people to join 4-H, because this is a prime time. If you are kind of older, you can go into office for like your club or for federation. That's when you kind of can do it. And then we really try to encourage littler kids, because at the beginning right now is when we're going to get schedules out for the year and what things are going to be doing. And then the younger kids can kind of towards make friends with other kids so that they have someone to go with to other events or things like that. So
now we should mention you can join 4-H anytime.
Any time of the year. Yeah, there's not like a specific date, but right now would be a great time if you wanted to.
This is the ideal time, yeah. And if people have questions about how do I join, what do? Who do they talk to?
So you can, first off, there's many ways. You can talk to one of us, which is, there's me, Tristan, and Tyler, and there's so many other people at the school, like, for teenagers who are in 4-H. But if you wanted to, like, go to the Extension office, which is just outside of Windham, you can go there and talk to people there. They'll be able to talk to you. Or you can call. I think there's a number. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but there's a number you can call, too.
I'm sure.
Oh, it's 507-831-4022.
Very good. And it really doesn't matter if you're a Clover Bud or if you're a senior in high school. It's never too late to join 4-H.
Oh, never.
Yeah, there's always opportunities for anybody of all ages, and wherever you're from, whatever you're interested in, there's always something in 4-H for everyone.
All right. Is there anything else we need to mention this morning?
I don't know.
I think we're good.
What do you tell people why they should join 4-H?
4-H has so many amazing opportunities, and it's helped me grow as a person, and I'm able to, I obviously work on my speech skills, I'm able to talk in front of people, I get to talk to judges when I'm showing my animals or showing my projects, it helps me with my speaking, I get to meet tons of new people, which helps me with my social skills, and you just get to try lots of new things, which helps you in life.
Very good. You guys have anything to add to that?
I got nothing.
She said it all. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you a lot.
Absolutely. It is 4-H week, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM. Currently, we do have cloudy skies. Our temperature is 48 degrees.